And he goes, yeah, it's like crazy how much money like influencers make, but they provide no value to the world.
Oh gosh.
He says that, right? And I'm like, oh, I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's awkward.
Like, what do I say, right?
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
If you're a new listener, welcome to TK's Juicy Pod. So excited to have you here. We're just going to dive right in. This is kind of like a catch-up episode. I feel like we don't have a guest today. We just needed to like catch up as siblings. Phil and I FaceTime all the time, but I feel like we haven't FaceTimed in a while. So we're going to catch up, get the tea on his life, get the tea on my life. I don't know. We have a lot to talk about, so I'm super excited. And this is like an episode for you guys to like, I guess, get to know us a little bit better. We're going to be doing these like periodically, randomly throughout the near future. So hope you guys enjoy. Buckle in, stay tuned. It's going to be a good one.
This podcast is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in below the waist grooming and hygiene. Ladies, listen up. Manscaped offers precision engineered tools for you and your man's jewels. For any women out there who have come across a hairy bush, you're now in luck. Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming, have just launched their fourth-generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. Yes, the 4.0, baby! Make sure your man joins the 2 million men worldwide who already trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with code JUICY at manscaped.com. Ladies, if you're looking to purchase the perfect gift for him that he will actually use, I mean, talk about practicality. Manscaped is my go-to. Goodbye, Harry. Hello, clean. This sleek, well-designed, and optimized trimmer is the best thing on the market for a cleaner shave, as it is waterproof and you can trim in the shower to spare the mess. Which, let's be honest, there's actually nothing more disgusting than like going into a dude's bathroom and there's like hair everywhere, disgusting grime. Like, no, we are leveling it up this summer and we are dating guys that use Manscaped. The new sexy trimmer includes a multi-function on and off switch that can engage a travel lock and also gives your man the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for more precise shave. His balls will thank you. The Lawnmower 4.0 even allows you to customize your trim through additional guard lengths with sizes 1 through 4. You know what they say, trimming the bushes makes the tree look taller. Ladies, make it right for you and for your man with the new Lawnmower 4.0. Get 20% off plus free shipping with code JUICY at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code JUICY. Experience premium grooming with Manscaped. Let's get back into the episode, baby.
So guys, Phil and I, how many weeks ago was it now? 2 weeks?
I think it was 2 weeks ago. Two weeks ago,
Phil and I took over Nashville.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was so fun. Basically, can you explain what it was? Because people were like, did you go to a frat formal? And I was like, I don't really think so. Like, no, but like, that's normally when you have your frat formal. So can you explain what the heck it was and why we went?
Yeah, so usually like pre-COVID, we'd have a formal in the fall and then in the spring, and the fall one is always Nashville and the spring one is always Chicago. But obviously since COVID kind of screwed everything out, we didn't have like an official formal that like the house pays for. So we still wanted to do a trip and go to Nashville just because it's so fun. And our whole house went to Nashville, got rooms, took dates, and just had a blast.
So how did I go? Like, I feel like I kind of, well, I had some work things to do, so it kind of worked out perfectly. Also, I have a lot of friends that live there. So I actually stayed with my friend Anna Grace for 2 nights. And then I had my own hotel room at where the frat formal was, which like, by the way, the hotel you guys like stayed at, I thought it was going to be like a dumpy, like frat hotel. It was like,
no, it was like super nice. Star, like, yeah.
It was like one of the bougiest hotels in Nashville. I was like, the hell?
Yeah, we go big time on that. But yeah, it was nice being right on Broadway because you don't really have to Uber anywhere. You can just walk every bit there and you're just in the center of everything, which is really convenient.
Which, like, I feel like some people, like, they don't understand that, like, all of your fraternity brothers basically are, like, my guy friends I grew up with. Like, Tanner, right. Luke, Domer, like, all those guys, like, I've grown up with. So, like, they're some of my besties, Sapal, all of them, whatever. So, it was awesome because I was, like, with my friend Anna Grace. But then I got to go, like, live my best, like, frat formal life with my homies. It was super fun. But would you say, why didn't you bring a date?
I tried to bring a date, but I struck out. She had work that weekend. So, but I think it was more fun just going alone because then we have to worry about it and I could hang out with you more. And it worked out perfect. I had one of the most fun weekends of the year, definitely.
I feel like I was like everyone who didn't bring a date. I was like their date.
Yeah, a bunch of us were actually didn't have dates, but like all of IU was there. Like there were a bunch of sorority houses that went down there. So it was a lot of fun.
Wait, okay. Is it weird though? Like, are your friends ever like, why is TK coming? Or do they like, are they cool with it?
No, they were pretty lit about it, but.
Pretty lit? Is that what you said?
Yeah, they were hype. It's always a good time. You bring the fun.
I feel like we're homies. And I do buy people drinks, which is.
Yeah, they like that.
Which also, can you talk about the alcohol that I brought? I like walked in with to the hotel room.
Yeah, what was the crazy tequila?
So I had like been doing some work stuff and I was like, shoot, I've got to go like see my brother and his friends. And I was like, can't walk in empty handed to like a frat.
Yeah.
Like the frat scene. And they all know me, like we're homies. So I went to this liquor store called Frugal McDougal's in Nashville. It's like iconic and it's huge. Have you been to it, Phil?
No.
It's like place in Nashville. So I go in and I'm like, hey, do you have 1942? And they were like, no, we're all out. And I was like, do you have Classe Azul? And like the owner, the person I was talking to, like went and got the owner. And like the owner was like asking me questions, like see if I was worthy of their last Classe Azul because it was like the last one I have. And basically, I think it was because I literally prepared, like the outfits I brought were like I was going to like a country music festival. Like I was like dressed like Hannah Montana and it was great.
Oh, were you already in your fit when you?
I was in my costume. Like I was in like full-blown like
cowboy hat and everything.
Cowgirl hat. My off-white cowboy boots. Like I had this really cute top on that my tits were out, I'm not gonna lie, and my hair was all done, like everything. So I feel like he was like, okay, like I don't know those girls. And then I was also like, yeah, I'm from LA, I'm visiting. So he literally did me the honor and gave me their last Classe Azul, which was like a very expensive like bougie tequila bottle. And then also I got two handles of Tito's Jack Daniels and a shit ton of chasers.
We did not drink all of it. Me and Taylor did not drink all of it.
No,
it
was for everybody.
People are probably thinking it was crazy alcohol.
Like have it, you know. I brought this ginormous box full of alcohol. I was like, Phil, can you please meet me outside the hotel? Like, I can't hold this all. And Anna Grace, of course, which by the way, when she picked me, let's reverse a little bit. When she picked me up from the airport on Thursday night, I literally am like just sitting there, standing there, like all in my airport gear, in my little mask and, you know, waiting for her to pick me up. She literally like revs her engine up to pick me up from the airport. She had just done this like disco cowgirl thing and she is in a full blown hot pink belly dancer costume and hot pink light up cowgirl hat. And she she has a light pink cowgirl hat that's like lit up and she's giving it to me to like. At the airport, she's like, you have to wear this. So I like have this hat on. I'm like putting my suitcase in the back of her trunk. And it's like ginormous in this hat. And she's drives this ginormous black, like blacked out Cadillac. Escalade. What is it called?
Cadillac.
Escalade. Yeah.
Yeah. Escalade.
So it looks like I had this like crazy car service or something, which was so funny. So she dropped me off at the hotel with this huge thing of alcohol and I'm like getting out of this Escalade and Phil's like, what is going on? So we go take all the booze to some of your friends, which by the way, most of you and all of your friends, we'll just like address it here, we're all vaccinated.
Yeah. We get tested every week and we're all vaccinated, so we were all COVID good.
Yeah, so I wasn't really worried about that, and obviously we took the precautions for anyone that's wondering, duh. But yeah, so we go and I'm like talking to a few of his friends and I walk in with this alcohol and they're like, whoa, what is this? Because it's all these frat guys that like don't, I mean, I didn't know what like Classe Azul was when I was like, you know.
Yeah, we just drink Natty Light and taco.
Yeah, freaking taco, which is like the most horrible alcohol ever. And we almost drank that whole bottle that day.
Yeah, the we were loving the bell sound.
Yeah, the bell bottle
freaking makes like a, it's like a bell when you hit it. It's the craziest.
Yeah, so it's like this really bougie, like gorgeous, like blue and white, kind of clear bottle. And on top of it, you can like pound the top of the bottle, like the cap, and it as a bell. So it rings. So everyone kept like banging their hand on the alcohol, which is super fun. And I feel like a lot of your friends liked it.
Oh yeah, they love it. I mean, yeah, we usually don't splurge like that, so
yeah,
definitely
I was like, you know what,
a good little surprise. Yeah,
and you guys were like, honestly, a lot of you and your friends were like paying for my stuff and like my drinks and like the hotel and whatever, so I was like, okay, it's okay, like I can splurge on alcohol. Yeah, we did that, and then we like took on Nashville.
Yeah, we went to Broadway. Where we go first? Honky Tonk, I think, was the bar. We were there for a while.
No, we went to Kid Rock.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Kid Rock. So we were there for a while. We were on the rooftop, which was really cool. They had like.
And what's cool about Nashville is all of the bars are like outside. It is so cool because you have a great view of the city. I don't know, like cool places to get photos, like on the balcony, because there's like a city view. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get as like hot as normal bars because like, I don't know. It was just like, it's so nice to be outside, and we were on the top floor. So I was like getting some sun, and it was just a great vibe. It felt like kind of like a cookout in a way, like a barbecue, like drinking.
Yeah. It's like the bars are like huge. The area is huge. So like,
you can like the bars spread are like out, five like, floors.
Yeah, and you can like get your own area, so it's not like, it wasn't like crowded or anything. I mean, there were a lot of people there, but it wasn't like crazy like mosh pits at all.
We kind of took over like a few tables and like,
yeah,
that was
like
our
you
area.
Get a table.
We planted there, and we were there the whole night, literally.
No, we before the trolley.
Until the trolley.
Yeah.
Yeah, trolley. And so Anna Grace and a few of her friends met us, and like we took a shot with them, and we were having a great time. Whatever. I honestly was so drunk, Phil. Like. While we were there, faded. Like, I don't really remember, like, that much.
Of
Kid Rock.
Oh, yeah. You were the most, like, drunk I've seen you during that.
Was I being an idiot?
Nah, you were being funny.
What was I doing?
Nothing crazy. You were just having a good time.
Was I doing anything stupid?
No, you didn't do anything that stupid. You could just tell, like, in your eyes, you were pretty faded.
Really?
Yeah, you had the drunk eyes going.
No,
but
way.
It wasn't bad. Like, you were good. You were good fun drunk. I mean, everybody there was pretty.
It's
because
all of your
so,
friends
like,
kept buying me shots.
I know. It's dangerous when we get there.
And can we talk about how I convinced this sugar daddy to leave the bar to buy his sugar baby a Louis Vuitton?
I don't really remember much of that story, but I remember you coming here and was like, "This guy's a sugar daddy," and I was like, "Okay, what do you want me to do about it?" Like,
your
go get him to
like,
buy you a
you're
drink
insane,
or something.
TK. Like, I literally basically. Yeah. Was talking to the sugar baby, and she was like, "I'm just trying to get free drinks." And I was talking to her, we were having a great time. And then I was like, "Dude, like, you didn't need to get more than free drinks. Like, go get a purse, sis."
Who was the girl? Did you just meet her?
Yeah, I just met her.
Oh, she was like, "What up?"
Yeah, I just met her, and we were talking, and I was like, "Who's this dude you're with?" She was like giving me the tea, and I was like, "Sis, like, you are way too hot to just be getting free drinks." And she was like, "You're right." It's like,
You're gassing her up, huh?
I was like, "Sis, you gotta go get that designer bag. Like, Louis Vuitton is not that far away." She's like, "You're right." And lo and behold, they left. I don't know if they went to Louis Vuitton, but I hope she got her purse.
Hopefully she got her bag.
Yeah. We're there. We're having a great time. Is there anything you want to, did anything pivotal happen to you there?
Nothing happened crazy for me there. I had a good time. So we scheduled trolleys like a week before we went, and the trolleys in Nashville.
Go ahead and explain what a trolley is in Nashville.
Yeah, it's basically like this like big party bus, but it's like open, so like you can see everything, and they like drive you through Broadway. Like,
and the roof is the time. Whole roof is open, so it's like you're outside, yeah. But like you're moving. And they'll have like a DJ and like provide alcohol on the bus.
Yeah, and they have like benches that you can like stand up on, and it's just a lot of fun. So we were supposed to meet at 9 o'clock, I think was the time, whatever time. And
I
thought
it was
low-key
like
us.
8. I think it was 8.
Maybe. But I thought we were supposed to be picked up like on Broadway. Like, all right, this will be like a quick 5-minute walk. Let's get to this trolley. We probably walked for what, 20 minutes?
To get to the first destination?
Yeah, to get to the first stop where we thought it was going to pick us up.
Yeah, so my brother, Dan,
we had a squad Libby, with us. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like me, you, Dan, Libby, Tom. Was yeah. there anyone else?
I think we found people that were getting on it, like on the way.
So yeah, we were like, we got to go. We paid to be on this trolley or whatever, which like, that's another thing. Oh, I did pay for the trolley, which, okay, pause right here. So Rod is one of Phil's really like best friends in his frat, right? And Rod planned this trolley, right?
Yeah, he did it. Shout out Rod.
And before I had even seen anyone, I was like with Anna Grace doing my work stuff. He had added me to a group chat with the frat. So it was just me and the frat boys who were involved.
There were like 17 of us. Yeah.
Who were like going on the trolley. So I was like, I thought this was like, there were girls in the chat. I didn't realize it was just, I was only no. Cause I have no, I only had Phil's number and Rod's, like literally that's it. So I get a text and he like sends us all, you know, the trolley information, like the address to go, you know, what we have to do. And he was like, by the way, send any song requests for the DJ. So everyone's like replying. They're like, oh, Luke Bryan, like Toby Keith, you know, like Rascal Flatts, whatever, you know, sending in their like country requests. And I, my like basic white girl ass is like, Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B. And I'm thinking like all the girls will be like hearting my message, right? Yeah. And all the guys are like, ew, no. Like,
yeah, you probably like, got like 10 dislikes on the text.
Yeah, there were like 10 dislikes, but then there were like 3 hearts. And I was like, oh, there's only like 3 girls that like my thing. and then lo and behold, I like get to see Rod and he was like, yeah, you're just the only girl in the whatever. And I was like, no, you liked my song request. So anyway, we're walking in the trolley. I'm in my off-white cowboy boots, which I don't wear them often. So they're like definitely tight on my feet when I do wear them because like they're really nice. So I don't want to ruin them. So I was walking in Nashville, like to the trolley. We walked probably like what, like a little over half a mile.
Oh, I think it was a mile at least to the first destination.
Are you serious? Okay.
It was far.
So we're walking and I'm like, I have no idea where we're going. I'm just following like where Phil, like and the boys are going. So we walk like a mile, basically. I'm in these cowboy boots.
Yeah, you were complaining about it a little bit.
I was already complaining.
My feet. Yeah.
I was. Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no. And like I was drunk, so they must have really been hurting, you know?
Yeah.
So
and then we get to the first destination. We're chilling there for like 10 minutes.
Everyone's there except for Rod.
The whole squad. So we're like, all right, this is where we're
gonna
be.
But not Rod,
right?
And then, planned it.
Yeah. How did it happen? Did Rod just text us like, oh, this is the new address?
No. So then they were like, oh, I think it's actually across the street or whatever. So Libby and I are like behind everyone. Everyone's like ahead of us. We're like complaining. We're like, we want to get in an Uber. Like, we're so annoyed.
Yeah.
So we like walk across the street to like that corner of the street and we're waiting for the trolley. We're all outside waiting for the trolley to pick us up and we're all kind of together. And then we realize, oh shit, like this is not where the trolley is picking us up. I think Rod texted us like, where are you guys?
Yeah. Cause him freaking his date and John Lynch somehow just Ubered to the spot and Rod just didn't tell us at all where they were.
So he knew about the address change?
I guess. He was the only one that went to the right location. So
he was the only one there and the rest of us were all at this different location that he sent in the group chat where I requested Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B.
Yeah.
So then we're like, okay, it's not here. We got to go somewhere else. And I'm already like annoyed, but like, I just want to get on the trolley. Like I'm having a good time. I feel like I wasn't being that big of a complainer, was I?
No, you're bad.
So we start walking and I'm thinking, okay, it can't be any further than like what it was to walk here. So I'm like, we're fine. Like a couple blocks, like I'm Gucci flip-flops. I'm a city girl. Like I'm fine. I mean, like I'm not in heels, you know? So we're walking and walking turns into walking a lot further.
Yeah. And then we went over like the biggest bridge in Nashville.
No.
Like,
we literally,
the main highway.
We literally end up in like what felt like Memphis. Like we were on the side of the freeway in Nashville, Tennessee on a bridge and cars are like flying past us and I'm in my little cute Hannah Montana outfit trying to make sure the wind doesn't take off, which was Joe, my roommate's boyfriend's like expensive cowboy hat. I'm like running. Yeah. And it was like cold at this point too. And everyone's like, we literally weren't in Nashville. We were in a different city. We had
it felt like that. It felt like
2 miles.
I think we probably walked, yeah. So 1 mile and then the 2 miles. So it was probably honestly like around 4 total miles.
Just and at this point, stupid my trolley. Feet are bleeding. Like I know they're bleeding.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing / time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
This podcast is sponsored by Manscaped. You guys, Father's Day is coming and it is swimsuit season, baby. Whether you prefer a dad bod or a six pack, make the man in your life proud this year and get him the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0. You guys. You have to. Not only does he need the Lawnmower 4.0, but he also needs the refined cologne by Manscaped. If I walked by any guy wearing this scent, you best believe I'd be asking for his number. This stuff smells amazing. The brand new Lawnmower 4.0 and refined cologne is the perfect gift for your man or your dad to complete their grooming game. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code JUICY at manscaped.com. Manscaped is already trusted by 2 million men. Come on, ladies, get your man on board, get him trimmed, get him smelling good. This summer is the summer to get him the Lawnmower 4.0 and the refined cologne at Manscaped. Use code JUICY. Thank me later. You guys, nothing is actually grosser to me than going into a guy's bathroom and it is just like grime university. Like, that is not going to cut it for us this summer, ladies. We need to level up and date guys that use Manscaped. I mean, come on. Manscaped, the global leaders in below-the-waist grooming, just dropped their new Lawnmower 4.0. I hope you're as excited about this as me because this thing is legit and it's a lifesaver for groomed balls. This fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. Does the man in your life travel a lot? Well, if so, the 4.0 is the perfect trimmer for home and on the go. This upgraded trimmer includes a multi-function on and off switch that can engage a travel lock. And the new wireless charging system uses electromagnetic induction, which can help battery length last longer. Ladies and fellas, it's time to pull the plug on wired trimmers and your wild bush. It's a turnoff. It also gives him the ability to turn the 4000 LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. And it's waterproof. You can now shave your balls in the dark, the shower, or anywhere your heart desires. Ladies, they really have no excuse. After they shave their balls, clean up their cologne game with the refined cologne from Manscaped. You guys, this stuff smells so forking good. With the same signature scent that's in all Manscaped formulas, this cologne is a perfect complement to the collection. It's light, approachable, and gentlemanly in all the right ways. Your partner will be smelling like chef's kiss, like $1 million with this fragrance. Calming and inviting, this signature scent introduces a light citrus burst before settling into the anchoring notes of a woodsy masculine finish. The 50 milliliter spray cologne is even hypoallergenic, cruelty-free, dye-free, paraben-free, and 100% vegan, baby. Whether it's a gift for your man, your dad, or you, choose Manscaped. Get 20% off and free shipping with code JUICY at manscaped.com. His balls will thank you. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code JUICY. JUICY. Use code JUICY, manscaped.com. Get him feeling and smelling amazing this year with Manscaped. Let's get back into the episode, baby.
Thank God for one of Phil's girlfriends. She just like stayed with me. There was a whole squad with us and we were just like, I was like, I can do it. Like, I honestly wish that there were more guys with us because I would have just hopped on someone's back. But like, I was so annoyed. Like almost.
Yeah, I think everybody during that walk was just pissed off. Like nobody was really talking to each other. They were just like,
everyone was so mad and everyone was yelling, fork Rod.
Yeah, we were just screaming at Rod and he wasn't even there.
And I kept yelling, I was like, I just want to call some Uber guys, like, I'll pay for it. Everyone's like, no.
It probably was an hour and one.
Like, yeah. Actually, we get to, in wherever Tennessee we were, this random ass location. Like, it was sketch.
Yeah.
It was so sketch. And this stupid ass trolley is there. And we're like, thank God. So we get on the thingy. And I don't even remember what was going on there. I just kept, we start going, we're like pissed at Rod.
Yeah.
I'm making sure all the girls have lip gloss on.
Let's go.
I remember that. So it was like a bus and you're on the top of the bus. And then there's like two benches on either side and it's open. You're outside. And then in the middle, there's this long aisle that like I thought was a runway.
Yeah.
And at the end of the runway or the catwalk was the DJ and like DJ aka bartender. So, you know, we start going, they're starting to play country music. We're playing all the good ones, like, you know, all the classics and everyone's singing along, whatever. And I'm not having this country music. My feet hurt. I'm sitting and I love country, but I was like ready to twerk. I'm sitting there like, you know, trying to get my feet back together because I know they're bleeding and I can't take my shoes off because it'll hurt even more if I put them back on. So I, you know, runway myself all the way, like literally do a catwalk model walk to the end of the bus, proceed to request Megan Thee Stallion, Girls in the Hood, probably, I think was my first one. And then Up by Cardi B. And,
yeah, Up's, you know, a banger.
After I requested that, the trolley was lit.
We were up.
Yeah. Everyone was like, all the girls, as soon as this went up, the girls were like, like so happy and like dancing, whereas everyone was sitting there before.
No, we were not. Nobody was sitting the entire like time. Maybe no. At the very beginning when we were just mad at Rod.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Like we were also mad at Rod that we had to change our mood, and I think Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi did that for us.
They definitely gave us the lift of energy we needed. Yes. So shout out to Megan.
And then after that, Cardi. I think one of your, I don't know who it was, one of your friends was like, TK, go request Kendrick Lamar. So I did that and that was lit. Who told me to do that? Do you know who it was?
I think that was Luke Bennett. Like he's the biggest Kendrick fan. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, play effing Problem because I love that song.
Yeah.
Wait, no, that's by ASAP Rocky.
And I think Kendrick's in
it. And Kendrick's on it. But anyway, I had to play Kendrick Lamar. It was probably like Money Trees or something because I love that song.
Yeah, it was a great time. The trolley's, besides the walk, the trolley is always one of the best parts of Nashville. I don't even think like, what time did it end? 10:30 and we couldn't, like we were cashed. We had to go to bed. We bought the pizza. We snacked that pizza though. It was so good.
So then we like get done with the trolley and I've like already called an Uber because I'm like, we are not walking. So I call us a ginormous Uber. Our like small group gets in like with our family friends. And I bully one of Philip's friends into buying us a shit ton of pizza. Like I was like, no, we need three larges. Breadsticks and cheesy bread.
It was awesome. I think we finished it all though too,
which he did, and I don't even know how he got that pizza like number and how he got it to happen, but I'm grateful.
Yeah, it was definitely awesome.
And then we smashed the pizza, which was great because then I wasn't hungover the next day.
Yeah, I wasn't actually that hungover either, which is very crucial because we had a whole day ahead of us.
So yeah, and I Ubered home to Anna Grace's house after the pizza, which I don't even know how I got there, but I did. So I get there and I wake up the next morning and I can't sleep well because you know why?
Because your freaking feet hurt.
And my feet were literally, I still have ginormous blisters on the back of them. Like,
and you gotta break those boots in.
I know. I think they're just like a little too tight and they're like, so it's like real leather, I think. So it's like actually cutting into my feet. So then I make one of my guy friends pick me up from Anna Grace's. We go to Walgreens. I get all the goods, like the Band-Aids. It was like Coachella. And then we go back to the hotel, which I had purchased a hotel room at because I had to do some more work and I needed like a little bit of alone time to do that. So I did that. And then we started, we ran it back. We did the same thing. Yeah. I wore my cute jumpsuit. This day we were with our really good friend Tanner, which was super fun. This day was more of like, I feel like a dancing day.
Yeah. At the beginning, it was kind of like a chill, casual, like when we weren't really that drunk. We had, I think we were at Luke Bryan's. We had like the whole like rooftop corner section, which was really cool. But
which, by the way, Philip and I snuck in there.
Yeah, that was perfect. So it's like connected to this other bar. And the way we snuck over was just, there's just like a rope. And the one bar we wanted to get into had a like a probably 20 minute line. We were like, nah, screw this, let's just sneak in. So we went up the other bar and then we just hopped over this line, and we were like the last ones that did it because everybody like behind us saw, and then they had a security guard, and
which by the way shut him off. Can we just talk about how I was on, my confidence was on X Games mode when it came to skipping lines and getting
in? Yeah, I don't think we waited like 5 minutes for all the lines, and they were all on. We got lucky with the second bar because we knew people that were in like the front. So we
but I had to talk to the security guard.
No, that was the third one. That was with Meredith Jones.
Oh yeah. The second one that we went into, I just went to the front and I made friends with the girls around me. And then I told the bouncer that we had a table and we did not.
Oh, let's go.
I feel like knowing how LA works, I just was like, I got this. I was like, I know how this works.
Yeah,
like,
you were just very confident and you had a very believable story. And the dude, I think the dude was just annoyed with you and was like, all right, you guys can go in now.
Wait, when was this at the third bar?
Whichever one Meredith Jones was at, which is Rob's sister.
Yeah, I will say I was a rallier for like how bad my feet still are. Like I still have blisters this big.
It's definitely like the definition of a rally weekend. Like you have to just get up Saturday and start firing.
So then we have a great time Saturday. And then I don't know, why did we keep like leaving bars and going to new ones? Cause I was like, we're going to have to wait in a line.
I don't know. I think we kept like trying to meet up with people and I don't know.
The whole weekend I was just a follower. So like, I never was like, I was always like, why are we leaving? So we go to the last bar, which was super fun, and Phil and I were just like, we were chilling, we were having good sibling times, we got a drink and we're hanging out with everyone. Some of our guy friends were having like heart to hearts.
Yeah, apparently it was like sad weekend. Everybody was trying to have a good talk with
crying,
you. I think
like
they
having...
think you're the therapist. Yeah,
why was everyone asking for me?
I don't know. I guess you're good at it. They trust you. I guess you're good at it.
Because both of your friends, who asked you for me? There were a couple, but you kept coming up to me and you were like, so-and-so wants you. And I was like, what? And then I would go help them. And like, I would gas. Well, I'm good at gassing people up.
Yeah, you are.
Like, I'm good at like hyping
them
up.
I think you were like, let's not worry about this right now. Let's have a good time. We're in Nashville. Like, give them that whole speech.
I just remember to Rod and all of your friends, I was like, you were the hottest, the coolest, like, the most fun person ever. Like I literally, and he was like, thank you, TK. And I was like, it's so her loss. Like she has no idea what she's missing out on. Like I was gassing him up. And that was like a couple, I think that was three of your friends. I did that too.
All three of them were down bad. I was like your little secretary, like next to your next
and I'm like,
is
were
up.
You not good enough? So they're like, we need TK. Like, what's going on?
Yeah. I wasn't trying to deal with it. I was trying to have a good time.
Well, what's funny is like Phil and I definitely have had our moments where when we're drunk, we'll be like sad and like people help us. So I was like, oh, this is my time to like have a heart to heart. And I feel like all of like just Indiana people in general trust me because like I don't live there. So they're like, oh, you're not going to go and like gossip and tell so-and-so, which like I'm talking about it on a podcast, but like, you know, I would never like share their secrets or whatever because like, I'm not in their group. I just like, am there to listen and gas them up. But I was like doing a great job gassing them up.
Yeah, you were. You definitely have like the no bias. Like you're not in like any of the other houses. So, like,
yeah,
you can be, like,
maybe that's why they feel
straight.
Comfortable.
Yeah, definitely. And just having a girl's perspective is always nice too.
And it was so cute. Like seeing like all these like macho dudes like open up to me. They were like, I just like, ooh. I'm not gonna like tell what they were telling me, but like, I just remember I was like, oh my God, like you guys are actually so nice and cute.
Yeah. Guys have feelings too. Come on now.
Yeah. And what the best part was, is I would be like, you literally light up a room when you walk in, and they would be like, TK, you light up a room when you walk in. And I was like, are we having a heart to heart?
Getting deep in the middle of Nashville, Tennessee.
Do we want to talk about finding Alexa?
I don't really remember that story, but you can tell it.
Long story short, we're walking home. I'm like, I gotta go home. I can't find my Uber. And I'm like, my feet are bleeding. I'm like, I gotta go home. So we're walking home, and we see one of Phil's fraternity brothers wandering the streets of Nashville by himself. And he proceeds to fall over on a construction site, like the huge fence, like orange, like light up reflective construction fence. He falls over and collapses on it. The whole thing falls over and it makes the loudest noise, and everyone's looking at us. And I'm literally yelling at Phil to go help him get up.
Did I help him? I don't really remember this.
We walk with him. You were like, what do we do? And I was like, go help your friend. Thank God I was there, honestly. And we find him. I'm like, dude, are you by yourself? He's like, so out of it. We walk with him home, and I found his phone on the floor of the Nashville streets,
so lucky,
by the construction site. And I pick it up, and we walk home, and I ordered us all pizza, which it never came. Or everyone decides to come and hang out in TK's room. I don't know why.
You were in bed, and like it kind of like turned into a party in your room
where I was working. Like literally, like this is like I bought my room so that like I could work and like finish my work stuff that I was in Nashville for. And Rod decides that he needs to come to my room because I gave him such a good hype talk, and everyone else does. And I'm just laying there like on my king size bed with freaking Rod and everyone comes in. Everyone's like laying on my bed, laying on the couch. It was like a suite. And people are like, let's go to TK's room. I was like, guys, I'm trying to go to bed. Everyone decided they wanted to leave. They come back and I'm like, guys, I'm trying to go to bed. Like I literally had to
keep it was like 3 a.m. and we, for some reason, decided we want to go swimming. So we tried to go to like the rooftop pool, but it was,
which I knew that wasn't gonna happen. And then you guys came back and I was like, no, yeah, I'm going to bed.
So I think we had to audible to another room, but yeah, that was definitely a crazy day.
Yeah, so I go to bed. It's probably like 3:30 or 4 by this point.
Yeah, I think I went to bed at like 4, so it was definitely late.
Wake up the next morning, I go into Phil's room, I clean up their nasty ass room that people pre-gamed
we had the lit pre-game in our room just for the day. That was so fun, but yeah, it was a mess.
Alcohol provided by TK's Juicy Poles.
True.
And then I feel like we got really good photos that day too, which would made me happy, of course. Yeah, that was like our little recap of Nashville. And then the whole rest of the day I hung out with Dan and Libby. We like went to Belmont. My guy friend just got into law school there, so we were like walking around. He was showing us the campus. Meanwhile, my feet are literally still bleeding. We went to a restaurant, we got brunch, and he drove me to the airport, which was so nice.
Oh,
and his mom made us cookies, so we ate those too.
Did he just bring those?
Yes.
From home?
Yes.
Oh, Nancy.
Shout out Nancy, we love her. So yeah, that was our trip to Nashville. And I don't want to be like dramatic, but genuinely I think that was one of the best trips and weekends I've had like ever.
Yeah, it is always so fun, and you're always trying to come to our formals. I remember freshman year, you're always like, find me a date to Black Diamond. I was like, no, nobody's gonna take you to freaking Black Diamond.
And now here we are.
I know, and now I can't get a date, so I have to take my sister, but it was worth it.
I think it also was just so fun to be like out and about, because like we hadn't been anywhere and hadn't done anything like in so long, and I finally could, because like we're all vaxxed. So it was like so good to finally like do something and be out. So I think that's why it felt like even more fun.
Yeah, definitely like getting to like a whole new city, and like just the whole like staying in a hotel like just gives you like this whole nother like level of energy, which just makes it so much more fun.
Anyway, so that was that weekend. What else is new?
Just got my lease for the summer, going out to LA May 14th. So by the time this comes out, I probably won't be out there yet, but we'll be out there soon. So we're going to fall out. Finals in 2 weeks. Not looking forward to that, but almost done with junior year, which is kind of scary. I don't want to graduate, but I have to.
What's your game plan with like moving out here? Like for anyone that's like thinking about moving out to LA, like what was your process? What's your like internship, stuff like that?
Yeah. So I don't really have we'll talk about the living place first. I kind of asked just my friends at IU that lived in LA, like, do you have any friends that are subleasing, blah, 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 from USC or anything? They kind of tried to help, but it didn't really work. And then I went in this like Facebook groups of, it's called USC Sublets. And it's really cool. Like people are always posting about their apartments if they're leaving. So I thought I found this great one. I forget which apartment complex it was called, but I got the deal. Like we agreed to it. And then the other day he texts me and he goes, just random, but like, what makes you come out to Charleston for the summer? And I was like, Charleston, what do you mean? And then I put it together and Charleston is where University of South Carolina is. So I had a sublease in Charleston, South Carolina. And I don't, thank God this guy said this, because I would probably still think that I would have this apartment, but it was kind of on him because he joined the USC LA sublease thing.
He was a USC student in South Carolina, but he joined the USC of Southern California sublet on accident. So it was really his bad.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's a crazy coincidence that they were both like the same apartment complex names, because like I looked up the apartment and everything and I was like, okay, this one's cool.
Oh, they're the like, same apartment complex in both campuses.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
So that even screwed it up even worse.
Yeah.
But thank God he texted me that, or else I'd probably still think I would have it. But I found another one today, good location. And yeah, I might have a roommate, might not, but... I don't really have a job going out there right now, but I'll probably try to find just like a bartending or waiting job right when I get there. And then I'm just going to try to meet as many people as I can. I know you have a bunch of people in the industry I want to go into and just make as many connections.
We also have a lot of friends that low-key could use some like last minute assisting things or internships. And also LA people like it when you're already here to get the internship, and he's still waiting to hear back from a few other companies. So hopefully something, or I know something will work out. All of my friends are like, we got him. We'll figure it out. So
yeah,
we're super excited to have him here. Yeah, I'm super excited. I think I might be giving Phil my car for the summer, which is super exciting. May or may not be getting a new car. I've had my eye on this car for a long time. And I've just been waiting for the time to like fully like pull the plug and purchase it, because it is a big purchase for me. But I feel like I like kind of, cause I will wait to like buy something. Like even if it's like a top I like I wait forever to buy it.
Right.
I'm not much of a spender. I'm more of a saver. So I was like waiting. And I feel like it was actually mom that gave me the idea.
Really?
Yeah, mom called me, and because Phil needed a car and we were like, should we ship his out? It's like probably too old to drive out here, whatever. And long story short, my mom called me and she was like, well, you've been wanting a new car. Like, no pressure, but like, do you want to get one? You can give Phil yours. And I was like, honestly, yeah. So don't know if it's for sure going to happen still, like where I need to go like test drive the car and whatever. I'm not going to tell you what it is because I'll reveal it in a vlog. I will definitely go test drive it and hopefully purchase it in the next couple of weeks. So anyway, that's like the new news. Phil will be moving out here. What are you like excited about? What are you looking forward to? What are you nervous about?
Definitely just getting out of Bloomington. I've lived in Bloomington and haven't moved for my whole life. So just living on my own, kind of doing my own thing. And then definitely all the people I'm going to meet is going to be so fun, and just the cool experiences, going to the beach. Actually my frat son lives in LA, so I can hang out with him a bunch, and yeah, just everything. But hopefully it's pretty shut down there, right? Still.
It's like, I feel like it's way more open now. Like
it's getting better.
Pretty much all the restaurants are open. They just, you have to make a reservation, which is a little bit annoying, but like, yeah. I'm so used to making reservations anyway. That's my new thing. Like I just make random reservations and then I have them and I'm like, yo, you want to go tonight? Like just so we have it just in case, cause I can always cancel. Yeah, you can go. I mean, you can't go to like a bar and dance really. Actually,
right.
You kind of can. It's like, it's definitely not as open as like other states, but we're getting there. And a lot of my friends are vaccinated now, which is super nice because then you don't I feel like the whole thing with COVID is like the biggest thing is you don't want to give it to anyone if you have it, at least for me, which knock on wood, have never gotten it. And I'm vaxxed now. So it's so nice knowing that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Like I can feel it. I have hope that things will be back to normal. I mean, concerts and like sporting events and stuff are starting to like happen in LA. It's crazy. What are you nervous for? Are you like nervous at all or not really? Cause like I moved out here and I knew no one, but you know, a lot of people. You're so lucky.
Yeah. That's probably the biggest thing is just like not knowing like what exactly I'm going to do. I don't really have a set plan. So just figuring that out at first. And I don't know if I'm going to have a roommate yet or not, like that whole situation, like living with somebody I don't know, but I feel like I get along with most people, so it shouldn't be too bad. And I have a good core, and you out there are definitely going to help me make some friends and have a good time.
Do you feel like you have a better understanding of what it was like for me when I moved out here and like knew no one now? Are you like, how did you do that? Like at 18?
Yeah, definitely props to you for that. I don't know if I would be able to do that. I mean, I didn't do it. I went to IU, but yeah, definitely. It's definitely kind of scary. But how'd you meet your roommate for Finum? Or did you have one?
Through Facebook.
Just the Facebook groups?
Yeah.
Dang, Facebook is kind of lit for that.
Yeah, Facebook is super lit for like groups. I wish that I would have had like someone like me to like introduce you to all my friends, because that's what I'm going to do for you. But that's why I'm so excited to introduce you to everyone, is because like I literally knew no one. So you're going to be like, you'll have so many friends.
I know, they're all so nice. Like every time I'll like swipe up on their story, they're like, hey, we're going to get after this summer. Let's go.
I want to tell you about a few more things. So I've been going on a few dates lately.
Let's go. How have those been?
They've been fun. Honestly, every guy that I've gone on a date with hasn't been like horrible, which like you expect, like, because you never really know, especially if you meet them on an app, or if you meet, like, I love when I like kind of know someone through like mutual friends, but like I've been going on rando dates. And I will say,
well, the one guy you kind of knew, right?
Yeah, but like we had never met.
Yeah, true.
But the others and stuff, like I feel like I could get a good read on, like, I guess just through the app, and like if I creeped on them, which I honestly am not much of a creeper before the date. Like, I feel like I don't really look into it, because I'm just like, I kind of want to meet them and like see how they are.
Yeah, I feel like that makes the day go easier if you don't really know them, because you just have so many questions to ask.
It's so much easier to creep on girls, too. Like, it's so easy to creep on me. Like, you know exactly who I am.
It would be so easy for you.
I'm like, honestly, that scares me, thinking about like just random straight guys like creeping on my Instagram. Like, I'm so chaotic on my stories. Like, if they still want to go on a date with me, I'm like, damn, they must like really be interested, because I'm crazy.
You put yourself out there, but it's your job, kind of.
So funny enough, obviously my job is like, so I feel like it's low-key like not controversial is the right word, but it's different for like the average
some people just
Joe
don't
guy.
Understand it.
Yeah. So, and I'm like, you guys know my type, like I either like athletes, or I like the average like finance dude or whatever. So one of the guys, he was like, he had a really good job, and I could tell he was like passionate about it. And he was like in the finance, like rocket engineering, like that kind of scene, like freaking Tesla, NASA, like he's into that stuff. And cause I like, we dig smart guys in this household. So I, go on a date. He's like doing everything right. He like buys me all these drinks, like whatever, super kind, like following up, like whatever. He's texting me. And he says in the date, he was like, this is the one story I wanted to tell you about, like the one that like I wasn't as into. So I'm like into it. I'm like having a good time, whatever. And then he goes, yeah, it's crazy. We're like kind of talking about influencers. I don't think he really knows what I do, which I'm like, how do you not know what I do? Like, all you have to do is creep on me a little bit and figure it out. But whatever, like, I don't really creep that much either, so it's fine. And I don't have on my dating app stuff that I'm like an influencer. Like, I think I just have like producer, which is so vague. Like, that means I could be a producer for like music or whatever.
Yeah, so, yeah.
We're talking about influencers a little bit, or like YouTube or something. And he goes, yeah, it's like crazy how much money like influencers make, but they provide no value to the world.
Oh gosh.
He says that, right? And I'm like, oh, I was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's awkward.
Like, what do I say, right?
What do you say? After
I was like
that?
So kind. I basically go, I was like so kind and like let him do his spiel or whatever. He wasn't, I think he just said it like he didn't mean it in like a mean way. I think he was just like spitballing, kind of like, oh, like these influencers, but they make so much money.
Like it's annoying. They're making more than me just to do stupid stuff.
Yeah, like he was like bitter. He was pretty bitter that influencers obviously made more money than him, even though he had a good job or whatever. Yeah. And I kind of let him do his spiel or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. And I was like, yeah, by the way, like, I forgot to mention, I'm kind of in that influencer world. And he was like, because I don't care. Like, I'm like.
Yeah, you're like, whatever.
Yeah, I'm like, fork this dude. I'm like, clearly, like, if he thinks that, which that's fine. Like, I get it. Influencing is cringy as hell. Like, I get it from an outsider's perspective. But also, like, if I said that about his job or like anyone's job, like you would low key be like, all right, like this isn't it. Like it's not going to work out. Like you have to respect one another's career, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think it's different though, because he probably has no idea what goes into it and he knows nothing about it because like it's such a new profession and doesn't understand like the details of it. But I feel like if you gave him a chance to explain, he might. Be more
I agree, nice about like, it. I don't know anything about rocket engineering and I'm not going to be like it provides no value to the world, because in my world it provides no value. Like I'm like, I don't know anything, I don't care about it and whatever, but like I still respect it because I know it's a like it's a has to be a hard job, and either way it doesn't even matter if it's like a hard job or you make good money or whatever. I'm like, clearly that's what you do and you're passionate about it, so I'm like, I'm not gonna like, I don't know. It definitely irked me what he said. So I like tell him, I like knock him right down. I'm like, oh really? Like, because I'm kind of in that world or whatever. He was like so embarrassed and felt so bad. And he was like, oh my God, like I have my foot in my mouth, like blah, 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 blah. Yeah. It was pretty funny watching him squirm in his boots. After then I was just like, not really having it. Like I was like super nice and still very fine. And he actually asked to go on a second date. And whatever, and he was like trying to text me, and I was like, "It's not happening, bro."
Yeah, did you just leave him on red or what?
Yeah, I was immature, and I pretty much ghosted him.
Dang, that's terrible, ruthless.
I mean, I wasn't gonna be like, "Hey, it really bothered me what you said about." I know that's the mature thing to do, but like, I'm not mature enough for that yet.
Fair.
I will say the others that I have gone on dates with since that dude have been really, really respectful and cool about my job. I feel like they see it more as a business. They're like, I don't get it, but I get it. Like they were like,
yeah,
so cool. They're very infatuated with how like influencers like create their business to make money and whatever, which I was very appreciative of after my one like kind of bad experience.
Yeah. Where would you suggest I take a girl in LA if I wanted to go on a date?
Kind of depends on where she lives. If you're
like,
down-
like she's like a, like if she's like a USC student.
Oh, a USC student. Ooh, I think you could either like go somewhere fun downtown, like Perch or Pilot, which is like a rooftop bar downtown LA. Also, Joey downtown LA is so good. It's good for dates too. But if you want to like be a little swanky and like go to like West Hollywood, I would go, which is like still kind of chill. Like I would go to Laurel Hardware. That's like one of my favorite places to go. Which by the way, one of the dates I went on, the hostesses are so kind. And I think they watch my videos. And they kept sending us free drinks and shots and stuff. Isn't that so nice. Fun? It's so sweet. And the poor guy I was with is like, why do they keep sending us
stuff? He had no idea.
I like had to explain to
him.
Like, I'm like,
he was like, is that to be on my tab?
He's like, yeah, I'm like, buy this. And I was like, no, I think it's a comp. So that was really sweet of them.
It's not cheap either. How much are like a shot at like one of those places? Like $12?
A drink's like definitely like $20. So,
jeez, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. So like, honestly, every date I've been on, like if you have like three drinks each or like two drinks, even like I usually have like two or three, I would say. Cause like, I prefer not really to like eat like a meal. Like I'll do appetizers. Like my favorite is like, honestly, like chips and guac and then like drinks or margs or whatever. But if you have three drinks, that's like, $60 each, and normally they pay, so it's like $120 for one date.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I dropped an outstanding like $40 on my date a few weeks ago.
Did?
Yeah.
Were you
we
like,
just got a meal and then one drink.
Yeah, but she was worth it.
Oh yeah.
That's what sucks is if you do that and then you're like, that date sucked.
Yeah.
Like luckily mine have been pretty good. I've had a great time. And what's awesome is like, I haven't paid, which the girl freaking should.
Yeah, must be nice. Must be nice.
Okay. Well, you know what I paid for? My hair to get done, my freaking nails to get done, all the makeup that I put on, my outfit, and my
Uber. All right. There.
So yeah. So you guys can suck it. But anyway, that's what we've kind of been on. We wanted to do a little Nashville recap because I feel like it was just such a fun and like pivotal weekend. So we want to do a recap on that. And I'm super excited for Phil to be out here.
Yes, let's go. We got to do our like a photo shoot or whatever.
Oh yeah. Cover. So speaking of, we are going to rebrand the podcast and come out with a new name, new cover photo and all the stuff. So, and we're actually, you know, talking to a few different podcast networks, which I'm really excited about to sign with. So hopefully we'll be in studio making videos and all kinds of stuff. Phil and I will be making a ton of like just internet content in general, like TikToks, Instagrams. So yeah, we're super excited about upcoming sponsors and just like to take this podcast to the next level. And we have some awesome guests lined up. So I'm super excited. Be sure to follow us on Instagram to stay up to date on what we're doing. I've been killing the Instagram story game. My username is at TKJuicyPolls on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And be sure to follow me. And be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Taylor King. Where can people follow you, Phil?
Go follow me on Instagram at PhilipKing10 with two L's. And then on TikTok, Phil Kington with only one L.
Be sure to subscribe to this podcast and leave us a nice, fat, juicy review. 5 stars, baby. We hope you guys have the best week ever. Thank you so much for listening and be sure to make someone else's day this week. Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.